Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our program is the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period, the all-pro defensive end. We're talking about the acting legend. Who are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody.
Is that me?
Yeah, Am I up? Cue Fred.
Well, it's great to be with you here on this post-Thanksgiving Day holiday.
How was your turkey day? You and I usually dine together, and you split off and went to some other celebrity house.
You know what
house,
I did? I went to another celebrity house, and we had six people there.
Really?
Six.
It was fantastic.
Nobody knocked on the door. There was nobody buzzing around outside looking in the windows. It was just a quiet evening up in the Beverly Hills Hills.
Did you have turkey?
I did not have any type of chicken, fowl, nothing like that. I had sweet potatoes, and I had salmon.
Yeah. So these people caved into your demand for salmon. That's why
they volunteered it. They said, hey, listen, we just got a hold of a salmon here. Our neighbor didn't want it.
I did that a few years for you, and then when I did it, all of a sudden another person probably said, well, I didn't know salmon was an option. An option? What are you talking about? It was for Fred.
Are you kidding?
Salmon was an option. Hey, you know, if Fred goes to people's homes and he expects to have a menu handed to him to say, I'll take these
salmon.
Yeah. It's great to fun watch.
Let me just tell you folks out there watching and listening.
No peanuts in the salad.
Nobody is a better guest than I am.
Oh, yeah,
respectful.
Yep.
Respectful. So once I pick my spot to take a nap, I'm quiet the whole rest of the day.
Terrible port. I think I opened like three bottles of port one time for you until we finally found one that was passable.
Well, you kept serving up 55-year-old bottles of...
Well, that's what port's about. It's
With all the mold on the top.
Brother, the older the port, the better.
Yeah,
with the
mold.
Kind of like you football players that played for a while.
With
the older,
the
better. It's good.
Yeah. Well, at least I can tell some stories about my experience. What about yours?
I just did. We're going to take a break. We come back. We got to talk about Corey Seager, Max Serger. We got to talk about football. We have Howard Price, college football expert extraordinaire. And he does some sales sometimes, too. Hopefully, he'll do more of those. But in the meantime, Howard will be here to talk about this big Oklahoma-USC thing. Something happened there.
This is a big deal, boys.
It's huge. And we'll find out more about it. So stay with us. You are in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smoothskin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, on Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 217, on Sirius XM 203 online there at Sirius XM Channel 967. We're on Roku, Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, and Periscope. We're pre-taping the show today, so we don't have our Facebook Live chat room up right now. We can't get to you on that, but we will be doing emails. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. All right, we got a lot of stuff to cover on the show today. First and foremost, we're going to start college here, and we have a gentleman who for years has touted himself as an expert in college football statistics and information. If we had open lines here today, I'd open him up and see if he can stump the guy. He's hard to stump. He is known as the stump of college football. We're talking about Mr. College Football, Howard Price. Howard, welcome to the show.
What an introduction.
That's something, isn't it? It's better than I get.
Only a third of it is true, but that's broadcasting.
Yeah, don't complain. I'll make something up for Fred on the next one. There you go.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Welcome. All right, so Howard, welcome to the show. You are all bunched up because you're a big Oklahoma fan. Not to go ahead and – I know you're a legit reporter here. You don't take sides. You're like most of the mainstream media. You don't shed any kind of a slant to the news. You just give it straight and foremost. That being said, you're a huge Oklahoma Sooners football fan. And so give us the straight skinny here and tell our audience, Fred and myself here, about this Lincoln Riley guy is leaving Oklahoma. You were telling me he's taking his coaching staff with him. There's houses involved. Give us the background here.
Well, from what we have learned, and it's from many sources, Southern California.
USC.
Okay?
Yep.
Yes. Has decided that since they forgot how to play football.
Easy.
But again, remember, I am impartial, totally. All right? Since they have forgotten how to play football, the only way they could win the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is today, 14, and possibly get a bid in the playoffs would be to buy a team, and that's what they have done.
Well, now, what do you mean by buy a team? Give the details to our audience here as to what's going on in this deal.
Well, let's see. They bought a coach.
Lincoln Riley.
They bought the OU coach.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley. Rumor has it for $11 million.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. A year.
That's a lot. Max Scherzer would look at that. That's kind of pocket change for him, but it's good. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's not bad. Then he has two houses, so that it would make it in Norman, so that it would make it easier for him to say yes. They said, well, whatever you sell your house for, either one or both, we'll give you an additional $500,000 on top of that, whatever the sales price is.
Wow. Okay.
For each house.
Okay.
Again, these are all things that we have heard, okay? I have not seen the contract. I do not know for a fact.
This is speculation on your part from what you've heard as a fan. Okay, what else?
That's right. Well, let's see.
We only have an hour to do the show, so move it along a little
bit. Okay. Well, apparently he has a few spiffs that go along with that. He has a jet plane at his disposal or his family's disposal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to go anywhere they want to go at any time.
So is he going to continue living in Oklahoma when he's at USC, or are he just going
to... No, because he's selling his houses here. He doesn't want to have to commute.
Got it.
So they bought him a $6 million house.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
That means in the valley.
That's maybe next door to you, Fred.
I thought it would mean just a garage compared, for the prices that you guys get out there.
I think he's in Sun Valley. Right next to me.
He's in Sunland.
He's
behind the 7-Eleven. He's up there behind the 7-Eleven.
Okay, $6 million house. What else? What about the coaching staff? What about the coaching staff?
Oh, it goes, well, he's taken Grinch with him. The defensive coordinator who has turned
the Grinch
OU's defense around. Three others with him.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how many of the recruits have decided, well, we've committed for 22, and another one says we've committed to 23, but we're decommitting, and we're going to go with USC.
That's the business of football, and that's the business of every big-time bully-type corporation, and I honestly could care less about what this guy makes or what his circumstances are, who he hires. What I want to know is, what is he going to do specifically to turn the program around this year?
I think I can answer that.
Okay.
Good.
I really do.
So we've been looking for.
The kids that he's taking are incredible players. Stodger is a great tight end and a great blocker, and he's got great hands. He's taking Mims with him, our great wide receiver, faster than a speeding bullet, hands with glue. I mean, that he's taking right away. I would not be surprised if our other starting quarterback, Caleb, would be going there too. He said that he's looking forward to playing in the bowl game, and that's all he's going to say.
Well, that's wonderful, but the truth of the matter, this is a sport that demands that in order to compete consistently, you have to break your opponent's will, and that's done at the line of scrimmage. SC used to be, they used to be, a great running team that would crush you with their offensive line.
You're right.
And they stopped doing that when they put the emphasis on Heisman trophies. When you go out to recruit these college quarterbacks today, you've got to tell them, here's why you should come here to our university. This is the reason that you're going to come here. You're going to be an All-American for sure, and you're going to be up for the Heisman Trophy. And so SC went into a pass-blocking philosophy rather than a drive-blocking at the line of scrimmage philosophy. And they stunk every time, you hope that they're going to sometime get it together and recruit offensive linemen. I've watched locally here their recruiting patterns, And it's an embarrassment this university to hire anybody that doesn't have a winning philosophy. And all of them say we're going to have the best passing offense. I'm not competing with a pass offense philosophy. I want to run people out of the end zone. That's what I want to do.
And the thing you've got is Oklahoma has always been a run first. Even though it looks like they're an air raid, they're not. They rely on their run. And unfortunately for OU and fortunately for Southern Cal, they just hired a coach that knows how to do
well,
that.
Well, now here's the
Besides
thing.
Besides that,
yes.
He knows every one of the high schools in L.A. In fact, in Southern California, where, as they say, you can throw a grenade in the play yard and you're going to find five-star person. You can't miss him.
Yeah.
And that's the whole deal. He knows how to recruit. He's been recruiting that area for a while. It's just I'm sorry. I know that's sports and I know that's the way the game is played, but I think what they did is they tried to buy a team. And I think they've done it.
Yeah,
I
they have. And nobody will care at all, those 60,000 people that show up every day for practice, to watch them practice. They don't care. All they want to do is win and give the USC peace sign. And they want that horse Traveler. That's the name of
That's
the horse.
It.
They want Traveler to die of a heart attack for running so many victory laps.
Howard, we love you. If you want to get in touch with Howard Price, just get a hold of him at howardprice@crntalk.com with your comments. howardprice@crntalk.com. Howard, we love you. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Howard.
Call in here again. We'll be back.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show. A gentleman's gentleman, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Hunter, Land's End. I'm telling you, I watched him recently in some feature-length films that he was on. This guy's one of the all-time greats. And I understand your movie 395 is playing out, streaming services elsewhere in places, too. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
So, Fred, we got this story out about Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma to go to USC. Also, kind of under the radar, but on the top now, we got another escape here. Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick says he's not surprised by Brian Kelly's the coach departure. He was going to LSU. What's the deal on this one here now? Huh?
Well, this is again, you stay in one spot to get the feel that you've done the most you can possibly do to help a program.
Right.
He's been there. Brian has been there for, 12 years?
Yep.
And he's decided to leave.
12 seasons.
And he's been thinking about leaving for the last four. And so he's done as much as he possibly can. You're not going to push that team any further than he's done it. And he's going to the right position, and he's going to be a national championship here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, Monday it happened.
He's a good coach. He's a good coach, and he believes in the line of scrimmage, is what we were talking to Howard about earlier.
The athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, said he's been sensing that that Brian Kelly's been wanting to make a move, and he said he wasn't surprised. He said it's on Tuesday after the Monday announcement. And, Swarbrick also said there's just a sense you get when you work closely with somebody for like 12 seasons here, 12 years, that there's a certain restlessness, and I could sense that. He said there was a Freudian slip or two along the way that sort of grabbed my attention, whether that was intentional or not. It just felt like it was a little bit like somebody who might be open to a different opportunity. And so that's what's going on. Sometimes you get stagnated and feel like you can move forward.
You've got to move. That's right, Mike. You have to move along in life, and hopefully you're going. You've left the place, Notre Dame, better than when you got there, and he has considerably.
Yep.
And now he's going to LSU, and he's going to tweak that program a little bit, and he's going to be right back into the heart of the matter.
Yeah, let's talk to you. You were a young punk smarty pants when you went in there and got drafted by the great New York Giants, and you were there for like 3 years. They wanted you to stay. But you, not even with agents or anything that they have now, you took it upon yourself to take a look at what's going on, and you thought there might be some opportunities. You improved the team with your defensive play, and what was it in your mind when you started to look around and think, maybe I should move along here?
Well, look, the National Football League is a great opportunity for a young player coming out of college for all the right obvious reasons. When I got to the Giants, I realized this is a classic flagship organization. Let's see what type of team that I've been drafted into. How do I fit in? What's the defensive philosophy that the Giants have? How can I learn and grow? Well, that environment didn't exist there. And the reason that they on the downside for those many years is because they just didn't know who to hire coach-wise, and they didn't know who to draft player-wise. So when I show up, I looked and I said, this is going to be a short stay for me. Let's see what happens. And you know, there's the Tarkingtons and the Bob Tuckers and the Spider Lockharts. And there's some good football players there, but there's not enough of them, and they're not very deep at each one of the positions. So I said, look, I'm on a short leash here. I've got a small window of opportunity. What's the average length of a pro football player? 4 years, roughly 3.5, I guess it's what it is. And so I've got an opportunity here to, I'm not saying I've got an opportunity to make a lot of money, but I'm a first year player, and in order to make a lot of money, you have to be in the league kind of a long time. And so at that time, anyway, so I just decided I'm going to go 1 year at a time. So I signed in 69, I signed a 1 year contract. 70, I signed a 1 year contract. And when I came back for my third season in 71, I didn't sign a contract. I chose to play my option out. You know, this is the unilateral situation that you're in when you sign a contract in the National Football League. So they said, well, what's the problem? Don't we want to sign? What's the deal? We want to sign you to a 4 or 5 year deal here, and we want you to be a Giant for a long time. And I said, I appreciate that, but I've got to see exactly what – I've been here 2 years now, going on three. I got to see what the – what your philosophy is about rebuilding your team. Every year now we've been in the same situation and haven't gotten that much better, if at all. So I played the option out, and then there was a punishment, a financial punishment within the construct of the contracts that told me that we're gonna take some money out of your 3rd year contract, and you're gonna play for 10% less of what you played for last year. So at the end of the third season, I had to wait until May 1st of the following year, of 1972, and I became a restricted free agent. And to do that, it takes a little bit of confidence, but
guts. That's at that time. Come on.
Well, at that time, nobody did this,
right?
And so I did it, and I very quietly did it. And I didn't talk about it very much. But toward the end, the last 4 or 5 games of my 71 season, I just said, look, I'm not coming back. And I'll play it out. I'll see what happens. And it worked out good for me.
Yeah, and so that's what you did. And you take a look back on that. That was some pretty bold moves at that particular time. That was what, in the
That was, believe me, in 1969, yeah. the two leagues, AFL and the NFL, merged.
Yep.
And so it was the birth of the National Football League as we know it today. It was very exciting. It was great to be in New York and to witness all of the excitement of the growing of the league. And, the Mets had just won the world championship. The Jets just came off of a world championship. And the Giants were lagging behind.
Needed to move forward.
And so, me being on that team wasn't going to make any difference one way or the other.
Yeah. So that's and this is an interesting look at this, because we hear about it, we watch the games, we think about who owns the teams, and Jerry Jones is doing this, or so and so is doing that, and you look at all this. This is a player's perspective, and especially at that time, you're looking because you have a length of time to play at maybe making a championship, getting into a bowl game, and that kind of thing. So a player thinks about this kind of stuff. A lot of people think they just think money, not necessarily the case. Correct.
Well, look, you get it professionally, it is about money. And college is one thing, hoopla and all of that, your girlfriend's, on the bus with you. But, when it comes down to everything, you've got a short window to make it. And you don't know, because there's people flopping around all over the place being hurt. People blowing out their knees, compound fractures of your leg. There's a lot of people, a lot of players who risk a lot every time they go out there. And many times your career is what takes the shot that you can't come back from. So I've just figured that, look, I'm here for a short period of time. I don't know how long I'm here. That's what I told Giants.
Yeah.
This is a business, isn't it? And they said, yeah, you're right. It is a business. I said, I wish you all the best. I'll see you down the road.
There's a story from a perspective of a player. Now, let's take that into baseball, because let's look at a guy like Max Scherzer, okay? He comes to the Dodgers, and there was all this big speculation when he was signing with the Dodgers. Like, hey, well, what did they give up? They gave up four of their prospects to the Washington Nationals, and they got Max Scherzer. And at the time, this looks like a genius deal. You got one of the best arms in baseball. As it turns out, he doesn't even really pitch in the final playoff games because he has what he calls, and I can't believe he still admitted this, a dead arm. I mean, even if you have a dead arm, I don't think you say that. When you say that you have a dead arm, the other team's going to say, like, well, this guy ain't going to pitch. He's got a dead arm.
Well, it sure as hell didn't bother the Mets.
You mean the Giants, the Braves? Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, no.
Well,
but they did when they signed him now. They said it's going to, this all goes on, you know, they want to make sure he's physically and healthy, okay.
Well, they do that anyway.
But if I'm paying $130 million, $43 million over three seasons, I got to think a little bit before I sign this guy, thinking, like, hey, if I burn his arm out and he pitches every single day or every single 5 days or whatever. Is his arm going to be dead when we need him if we get into the playoffs?
They don't think that way.
I know they don't, and they should.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But he's been around for the last 15, 16 years, 37 years of age, making 43 now. In the previous mark was, what, $36 million for Gerrit Cole, who signed with the Yankees a couple of years ago. But, you know, look. Scherzer was with the Nationals. He was in the Eastern Division over there. Mets know him very well. They tested him out. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he went out into the parking lot and started throwing fastballs to him. It's a good thing for baseball that there's teams out there willing to spend the money.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that they're willing to spend it, but it's like, well, when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about this, and we'll get into Corey Seager, and we'll get to your emails as well, too. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. He's got a stack of them here. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook.com. Just check out Fred, the real Fred Dreyer at Facebook.com. All right, there we go. Let's take a little break. Come back with more. Don't go wandering off. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
I have a personal printer for my home office. Now I just need a personal supply closet.
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 20% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/11, limit 2, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, played for the New York Giants, was with the New England Patriots for a couple of breaths of air, and then signed with the Los Angeles Rams with his all-pro defensive end career. And, of course, the acting legend from Hunter and all the other great shows and movies that he's done over his career. So we're talking a little bit about Max Scherzer. So getting back to my opening statement, so Scherzer signs with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers give up four of their players, some good prospects. Scherzer comes in, looks like his pitches really well, comes in, pitches well, but when they really need him in the playoffs, he ain't there. Dodger pitching falls apart. And so let's look at that first trade. Was that a smart move for the Dodgers to get him there for a half a season or less and give up four prospects? At the time, everybody said, oh, yeah, that's really good. Well, let's see what those four prospects do. It might be a really stupid move that the Dodgers did that.
Well, that's in hindsight, and that's the game you play. So it's like going to the Vegas and betting the house on a four aces.
Yeah.
And the guy across from me has a better hand. I mean,
now, on this,
so what?
But on this side, the Dodgers got a lot of players leaving. Corey Seager's gone. You know, they got they still got Kenley Jansen out there. They got Chris Taylor. They don't know if they're going to re-sign these guys or not. So to have to compete to sign Max Scherzer with 3 years at $130 million, that's kind of out of the picture. You kind of just say, see you later, don't you?
Well, here's the other thing. What are you going to do with Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah.
He's going to at least want two, maybe three at the outside of three more years. And he's making what? What's he making?
Was he making
$30 million?
I'd look closely at that one.
Well, look, I mean, you don't have a lot of choices in Major League Baseball when you have a three-time Cy Young Award winner and he's got a first-time ballot Hall of Famer. This guy wins baseball games. And, he's on the downside, and you got to accept all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, they couldn't have paid Scherzer all this money and still turn around and look Kershaw in the eye.
You know, the only place that works for Kershaw, if he's going to leave the Dodgers, because I think he's got to come in at some kind of a bargain rate for the Dodgers and then play out his years with there and whatever. Anyhow, he lives in Dallas. They've already spent $325 million to sign Corey Seager on the Texas Rangers for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
What about bringing home their favorite son, Kershaw? That might just really pump up Kershaw. He might have some incredible years because he's playing at home, and maybe that does turn the Texas Rangers around. I don't spend a lot of money on pitchers, and here's why I don't in these modern days. The guy only pitches four or five innings every 5 days. He ain't worth it. I'd rather go pay $325 million to a guy Corey Seager that plays every day than give Max Scherzer $130 million for 3 years or a ton of money to Clayton Kershaw. I'd rather go out and spend money on bullpen guys so I got a pitcher for the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th because that's the way baseball plays now.
Yeah, well, then you're going to be ripe for to win 62 games a year.
Oh, no, I'm winning.
You're going to win 62 games a year, and everybody's going to, at the end of every year, you're going to get rated by these teams for your bullpen.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the supplier.
I'm going to lock in the bullpen.
You're going to be the bad brain
bullpen
supplier,
and you know what?
Of a bad bullpen.
And here's the deal. They can raid my bullpen because guess what?
What?
The way I use the bullpen, these arms are going to be gone. They are gone. They're in every single game. My gosh.
Well,
let's give them a one game.
Look at the Pittsburgh Pirates.
They've had good
bullpen. You think everybody's optimistic about going to camp every year?
Well,
I don't think so.
Because they don't have the money to lock them in.
They have the money.
To lock
them in? Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, well, that may be the case.
Well, that is the case.
But that's a different point.
I can't wait to become a free agent so I can go to Pittsburgh.
The games are won and lost by the bullpen these days. That's it. You got to have a bullpen because the starters
don't go
more than five.
Well, how about the starters?
They don't pitch more than five.
Okay, and that's by design,
I guess.
But
not in my baseball world, not mine either.
If I'm in the baseball business, I'm going to buy the Yankees. I want that money and the decision to make those choices on pitchers and hitters and everything else. Max Scherzer is 37. He'll have a good year when he goes to the Mets. He's making 43 for 3 years, and this will probably take him to his 40th birthday, and that'll be it for him. So
we'll bring him on the show here. He'll be with us in the Sports Lodge.
Here's the other reason.
Yeah.
The other reason is you add Scherzer to your team if you're a player, a pitcher away from winning it all. The Dodgers thought they had that this last year.
That's true.
Okay. But then they realized we lost it. So why are we bringing on all this heavy salary? Because what you're winding up with is a team that's going to lose five free agents. So why sign Scherzer? You're going to have to go out and replace Scherzer with somebody else's pitchers.
Trevor Bauer.
You know what? I'd bring him back and make him earn that money.
I do the same thing. I'm with you 100%.
Would you?
You spent the money. You get him out there and pitch. I don't care. Here's the thing. He went to court. Nothing's been charged or pressed against him. Everybody says, wow, he's a choker or whatever. Did the woman want to be choked? Did he choke? I don't believe in choking. I think it's stupid. But you know what? No one died. No one's been charged, at least at this point. I bring him back. You paid the money. Stick him on the mound and make him pitch. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's right. And if people boo you, live with it.
Live with it. The bad boy is out there on the mound, and then if I'm Trevor Bauer, then it makes me say I'm going to prove myself. I'm the bad boy. I'm going to make the win. I agree with you.
Yeah, but then the other side of that is that the women's league will petition you and march on every time he throws a baseball.
I'm sorry. This is what he does for a living. If
you don't want the guy on your team, you got to make an announcement. You owe it to the fans.
That's right. You spent this money, and if you're going to be stuck for that money, you might as well pitch the guy.
Pitch him.
You're not in as bad a shape pitching-wise as you thought you were. Now, Corey Seager goes to the Texas Rangers from the Dodgers. He's gone. 10-year deal, $325 million. It's good to have a good starting shortstop. Let's hope they got other players to mold around him. They must have a plan in place.
Well, I tell you what. Here's the deal. You can get money, and then commit professional suicide. You know, you got to hope that Texas Rangers are going to be happy as hell to spend a lot of money on pitchers and position players and build the team like the Dodgers did. I mean, I guess Corey Seager is probably not unlike what he saw the Dodgers do. You know, the Rangers are in a position to add some people. They've got a ton of money to spend. And look, they've got they signed second baseman Marcus Semien to a 7-year, $175 million contract. John Gray, a pitcher, to a 4-year, $56 million contract. They're spending money, and there's a good chance that they're going to improve themselves. And with Seager in the lineup, you know what that does. You add one or two people to your lineup, position player-wise, you're fine.
And Seager's good. Good left-handed hitter. And saying the Dodgers might be going after, what's-his-face, the Braves' first baseman might be...
Freddie Freeman,
possibly. They still think he might sign back with Atlanta.
He's going to Atlanta. He's not going out here.
Let's get into the old Fred Dreyer mailbag here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Here's a note from a guy named Jeff. He says, "Hello, Mr. Dreyer. I'd like to ask you some questions about your life. I believe that you and I are related. My grandfather's name is Richard Dreyer. His father is Raymond Dreyer. My grandfather and you share quite a resemblance. I was wondering if you ever heard of my grandfather Richard or his father Raymond. I'm interested in the genealogy of my family and especially interested in you and your extensive acting and NFL history."
Well, I do know that the Dreyers came in from Germany over here in 1840s, and they settled in the Baltimore, Buffalo area of the Northeast. Hmm. And there was an actor, you could look this up probably, named Richard Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And we did. He was on the Hunter show,
but he wasn't related to you.
And I talked to him about that.
Yeah.
And he says we're from the Buffalo area. I said, well, so was the Dreyer family. That's where they sprouted from, and then they kind of like spread, and then they kind of spread around,
right?
You know, and it's hard to say if we're related or not. I you have to dig a little bit, but there's not that. There's not that many Dreyers around.
Hey, he's also. Do you have a panther tattoo on your arm? Do you have any tattoos on your arm?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says, I have been told you have a panther tattoo on your arm, and my grandfather has the tattoo. Is it true you have a panther tattoo on your arm?
What's he talking about?
Is it a panther?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Well, what about his grandfather?
What's has one on his arm, too.
A panther tattoo?
Yeah, my grandfather has the tattoo.
Well, we must be related.
Could be. Okay, now, this is an interesting. We might have the makings here of a podcast. Marie says, just wanted to tell you about a year ago, I found Hunter on Tubi. One of my 9-year-old twin daughters started watching it with me. She has become a huge fan of yours. She keeps calling you Hot Hunter. I thought you'd like to know that the younger generation still enjoys your show. I don't know if it's possible, but it would thrill her to death if she could receive a letter or possibly a photo of you. Please let me know if that's possible.
Well, thank you. We'll definitely look into this.
Yeah, just certainly. If you want something signed, they should send it to you, right?
The best way to get
a self-addressed stamp
envelope. The best way to get stuff is I will sign what you send me. So make sure if you want me to sign a picture or something like that, then you send an envelope. I'll sign it and I'll get it back to you.
That's the best way to do it. And then we got a message here from Steven. Says, Fred, I've been a fan of yours for over 44 years. I've always wanted an autograph. How can I get one? Well, I think you just answered that question there. Right now, send something to sign on a self-addressed envelope, and there you go. A little Johnny Facebook message says, Happy Thanksgiving to you. And then another gentleman here from Ed Decker says, Fred, I don't know if you heard, Dave Draper passed yesterday morning. He was 79. Do you know who Dave Draper is?
The bodybuilder?
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Did you work out with him?
He didn't say that.
He said Dave Draper passed yesterday morning. He was 79. It came from Ed Decker. So just thought I'd pass that along
to you. Dave Draper, I knew him as a bodybuilder.
Yeah. So maybe there's the connection there. Now, if you want to write to Fred, it's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And we'll read it on the air. Don't forget, follow Fred on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer is where you get that as far as that goes, too. Now, LeBron James, he had the COVID or something. He was out of a game or so, or under watch or whatever. And so this COVID thing, you said there's a new Fauci book out. Is that correct?
There's a new Fauci book, The Real, what's his first name? It's Anthony. The Real Anthony Fauci. And it's by Robert Kennedy Jr.
Get it.
And he was on Dennis Prager this afternoon talking about it for the hour. And it's supposed to be a killer expose on Fauci and on the COVID scam. And it's out by now, folks. I mean, God bless those who have died and are sick because of the COVID. That's not nothing to laugh at. But it's not impossible to comprehend at a late date that the entire gymnastics that are being foisted upon this country is a scam.
I have a little more to add to that when we come back here in our final statement, so stay tuned here. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. It is the Sports Lounge from Sports Byline CRN SiriusXM. Thanks for joining us.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. That's right, that Fred Dreyer, what an iconic actor and what an incredible all-pro defensive end football player. So you talked about this new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, which is out now. I'm watching the news last night, and I saw an interview with a guy by the name of Dr. Peter McCullough. And apparently he's been talking about this, and other doctors have, and here's the deal. I had COVID-19, and I now have antibodies. I've been checked three times for antibodies, and they're still there. And I had COVID over a year and a half ago. It was in January or August, September of 2020. And so this guy says, look at, he's finally answering my question about natural immunity. He says, if you have natural immunity, it is better than getting the vaccination. And he says, here's why. It's one and done. You get the disease, you got the immunity. And he says it looks like 95% is long lasting. It takes care of 27 different proteins or whatever that would attack you, whereas the vaccine only takes one. And Fauci is saying like, well, yeah, there's natural immunity. It's okay. But if you get the shot, you'll be like a Superman. That's BS.
Because total lie. It's a total lie.
And so I'm thinking, and Fauci's been saying like, you know, we may have to get in the wintertime every year. We might have to get this. This is another flu shot. That's what they want you to do. They want to sell you another flu shot every year for the rest of your life.
That's right.
What they're going to do.
That's just right.
They're selling the vaccine. Now, again, I'm not a doctor, so go to your doctor.
You don't have to qualify.
Yeah.
Common sense and reason, you know, doesn't sit with the medical profession solely. Most people are dying not of COVID 19, but they're dying of heart attacks because of the shots. You got to read this thing.
All right. This thing
is going to be a sensational read.
The Real Anthony Fauci. Okay. written by Robert Kennedy Jr. And that's our show. If you missed anything, by all means, check us out at our website, Lounge, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. And we check it all out, and it's available for you as we come to you each and every week on all of our great affiliates, the Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM, and, of course, on the Internet, everywhere you can listen to stuff. You can shout at your Amazon Echo or Google Home, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and you can listen to each and every week's show. Or do it on your Google Home unit. Don't forget, follow Fred, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, Fred_Dreyer on Twitter. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Say so long to everybody, Fred.
So long. Get the book, Robert Kennedy Jr.